T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Huge sports weekend on tap. Penn's back in action tomorrow with three. Pitt playing at 3:30 against Stanford. You can listen to that game right here, 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage beginning at 12:30. Penn State, West Virginia at noon. Penn State taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And then, of course, Steelers Colts on Sunday. Joining us now to get into all of it is our guy, Lee Sterling from Paramount. Hi, Lee.
Barely alive. That was painful.
Yeah, your Dolphins, they stink. And they had chances, man. They really did. They blew it.
Oh, my God. I mean, there wasn't – I think by the start of the fourth quarter, half the fans had left. I mean, but there is good news, though. For the first time in like 30 years, they're not going to raise prices. So,
well, I'm happy for you, Lee. The team stinks so bad so that you can go for cheap. Yeah. The team around here expected to be good and stinks, and that's Penn State. They fired their coach.
Yep.
They're going on the road to the horseshoe, and Ohio State's doing the blackout. Noon kick, Ohio State favored by about three touchdowns.
The look-ahead line before the season was Ohio State 2.5, going up three touchdowns since. Now, Ohio State, probably the best team in the country right now. One big advantage, and maybe there's two, for Penn State, Jim Knowles, former defensive coordinator for him last year when they won the national title. He knows the talent on both sides of the ball. They have an extra week to prepare. We saw the Commanders against the Chiefs on Monday night, held them off for a half. I think that this line's too high here. Also, Ethan Grunkemeyer, the quarterback, grew up close to Ohio State, was passed over twice by him. So Penn State still does some things pretty well, played some decent defense, and running back Catron Allen, one of the top backs in the country here. I think the line's too high. I have Ohio State winning 30-17, and Penn State, wow, they get the cover.
Hey, Lee, you have Pitt and Stanford listed next, and this is a trap game for Pitt, but that Pitt offense has also been really, really good. Pitt's given 14 points. What do you see happening out in Palo Alto?
So last week against Miami, Stanford goes down and scores like 70-something yard drive. After that one drive, they could not muster 80 yards of total offense. They just don't have playmakers at all. I know they'll be fired up. Last week just showed how easy it is to get a cover against the Cardinals, who went in the locker room at halftime tied. They gave up 35 unanswered to Miami, who finally woke up. Pitt is not shy about scoring and pushing the ball down the field, averaging 302 passing yards per game, 21 touchdown passes. Stanford ranks 132nd out of 136 pass defenses. They have one interception the entire year. Pitt doubles up Stanford 34-17.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. Stanford's been a little punchy. They beat Florida State, but this is a terrible matchup for them and a great one, I think, for the Panthers. Who then get a bye, and then Notre Dame. Oh, buddy.
Yep.
All right, onward to the NFL. One of the great rivalries in the sport going right now, Chiefs and Bills, a big one for both outfits. The Chiefs, a slight favorite.
Yeah, and the Bills have won the regular season. They win every time against Kansas City, just can't win in postseason. So why is this line Kansas City the favorite? Well, the public is betting the Bills. The sharps, most of them, are on Kansas City. Why? Buffalo's cornerbacks can't cover a cold. Their linebackers can't make tackles in space. They're praying that Matt Milano comes back from the pec injury and can play in this game. Their receivers can't get any separation here. Kansas City's coming together since Worley and Rice came back at receiver, and they have maybe one of the best special teams units in the NFL. In a shootout, I think the sharps are on the right side here. 37-30, Kansas City.
Lee, Bears, Bengals, you had the Bears winning four straight. The Bengals looked like they were going to capitalize on some momentum against the Steelers. They weren't able to do it. Bears given 2.5. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, Cincinnati's defense is even worse than we thought. Four times in the game, they had two touchdown leads and couldn't hold. Al Golden, you know what, Al? Might be time to go back to college. His players, they weren't even close in coverage, didn't want to engage in tackle. Flacco now, Joe Flacco, he's now banged up here. You're going against a team that has a mobile quarterback and a turnover-hungry defense. Give me Chicago, right team's favorite, 27-23 over Cincinnati.
Lee Sterling, you know the voice of ParamountSports.com, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, the big kahuna of them all, Colts a favorite on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers haven't been 3 or more point road dogs at home in back-to-back games in a long, long time. Lee, I think this is a bad matchup, buddy.
All right, so the Colts, 7-1. People are saying they haven't played anyone. Well, earth to those people. Three of the Steelers' four wins have been against the 1-7 Jets, 2-6 Browns, an overrated and injury-riddled Vikings team. And in a game they won against New England, only 203 yards from scrimmage. And in that game, we know they were +4 in turnover margin. That's going to win you a lot of games here. One Colts loss was against the Rams here, and they were pretty unfortunate to lose that game. I thought they were the right side here. Their head coach, how good are they as a favorite? Just 16-2 straight up. Looking at Pro Football Focus, watching games, and I'm saying this guy's not doing his job, that guy's not doing his job. Patrick Queen, paying him all that money, 76th out of 80 linebackers at his position. Their safety is going to start, looks like Juan Thornfield, 87 out of 88. You know who to attack here. Indianapolis moves to 8-1 here. Yep. Again, the right team is favored. Colts, 28-20.
Last one, Lee, your game of the week, Miami, SMU, an outcome that could be of interest to Pitt fans. Miami favored by 12. Right. What do you think?
Yep. Anyone wants to get this game, be one of the first five callers. Call 800-400-9741. Give Miami and SMU on me, 800-400-9741. And as you know, guys, I rate my games from 10 to 50 units for my clients. Probably once a month, we have a 40 to 50 unit play. We're 73-29 lifetime on these games. We don't have one. We don't have two. We have three 40 to 50 unit plays. First time in 17 years since we went to this rating system. So biggest weekend ever. What are you waiting for? They use coupon code SAVE200 for your show only. They bring the price down, not November. We call it November. 5 weeks of games, just $297 with coupon code SAVE200. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, in a matchup of Reese's against any other candy, is Reese's favored in your mind?
No, I give out Snickers. Snickers, but I do have Reese's peanut butter cups. Those are the two things that I give out tonight. And for the first time ever, I had two kids ring the doorbell yesterday and speak to my wife. They wanted to know, doing advanced scouting, what we were giving out.
What?
For Halloween time. Yeah, advanced scout. Never seen that before. I've had a couple parents who move into the area, hear what I do, ask who I like for the Super Bowl, but advanced scouting for Halloween.
That's a new one, man. Wow.
That is next level parenting. Lee, we appreciate the time.
Yep.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, guys. Take care.
Oh, I hung up on him. Those would be my top two, by the way. The standard Reese's Cup and a Snickers.
I was going to ask Lee, but I thought it was kind of rude. I'm like, do you give out full size?
Oh, Lee's a full size guy.
He's a full size guy.
100% a full size guy. Are you a full size guy?
Well, we don't give out candy. We're gone.
Oh, that's right. You go to the party.
Yeah, we go to the party.
You don't leave a bowl out?
No.
You're a sick freak for not leaving a bowl out.
We live on a semi-busy road. We don't get trick-or-treaters.
I was actually curious about how that would work for you, because that is a busy road.
Yeah.
And your address is... Just kidding. Yes, Harry.
Check the YouTube chat.
I did check the YouTube chat for something different, though. Somebody said I should put Pomp's Cutout next to Jason, and I don't know why.
Pomping ain't easy.
We do it? Can I put it next to him?
No, because you can play the drop. I'm not a pimp. It is Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, because Pomp's... Pomp and Pimp.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm not going there because that's not what this costume is. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't get the reference.
Yeah, Jason Mackey is a well-respected member of this community, and he's brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house, November 1st, westminster.edu for more details. Real quick, I know a lot of Penn State fans didn't want Matt Rhule, but a ton of people have been connecting the dots that he might have been the next head coach. I've been saying since Brian Kelly got let go that LSU is far and away the better job. Each of their last three coaches prior to Kelly won a national championship. One of those guys is Ed Orgeron. Come on.
Coach O.
That's a hell of a program. I think Penn State's number one again in terms of vacancies.
Okay.
LSU just got rid of their athletic director after the governor of the state came out and said, we can't let this guy make the next coaching hire. They're a dumpster fire. They're a disaster. I don't want a governor meddling in my stuff. So I'd go to Penn State. I don't think Shapiro's making the next hire of Penn State football.
I think Penn State could be playing its former coach this weekend, by the way. Brian Hartline makes a ton of sense for them. Knows the Big Ten. You pay him some money to get him away from Ohio State. Shouldn't be a problem. He's churned out wide receivers. Penn State has lacked wide receiver talent. I love Brian Hartline as an option. I mean, he's not my only one. Like the Missouri coach.
Yeah, Drinkwitz.
Is another one. Eli Drinkwitz.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple others, but like Hartline's my number one at this point.
Man, do you think that would suffice for Penn State fans?
I think so. I think Penn State would be good with that. I don't think they wanted Matt Rhule. That was my. I don't want to speak for all of the Penn State fan base, but it certainly didn't seem like Matt Rhule. You know, people were excited to have like the alumni gift hire.
Yeah.
I think there are other guys, like Joe Brady's another one.
Joe Brady's a good call. Speaking of that aforementioned LSU team, he was the coordinator.
Yep.
Yeah, Penn State will be fine, I think. Hartline doesn't have any head coaching experience. That would always worry me, but he's looked at as an up-and-coming superstar in the industry.
I'd like to see them get somebody who hasn't been a head coach before. Somebody to put their own stamp on it. I think that it stagnated with James Franklin. He had a rap on him. I want somebody coming in there completely blank slate, man. Make it your own. Your program, do it your way.
Neil Brown.
No.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I've got a very defeatist attitude in regards to this weekend Steelers game. I'll give you another reason why when we come back. We'll see if Jason agrees. You can always weigh in 412-928-9370. It's 916. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance 724-443-5610.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
They're a really good football team, but they need no endorsement from me. Been watching the video, and it is telling. Starting first and foremost with their offense, they're high scoring. They don't punt very often. The way that they're getting that done is pretty black and white. They got a rock solid offensive line that's been together, led by Nelson largely for a number of years. They do a really good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and getting hats on hats. They're a good zone scheme group. They're a good gap scheme, a pull scheme group. And obviously, Nelson is a major component of that. Behind that collective, man, they got Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, they do have Jonathan Taylor. And Shane Steichen has beat Mike Tomlin, put up 30 points in a game where Jonathan Taylor didn't even play. Jason Mackey is brought to you by Westminster College. Exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. Much has been made this week of Shane Steichen sort of dominating Mike Tomlin. Gardner Minshew, quarterback the team that beat the Steelers 30-13 2 years ago. He threw three touchdowns, no picks. Jonathan Taylor didn't play in the game. They still gave up 170 rushing yards. Last year, Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson combined for 225, two touchdowns and no picks, and the Colts ran for 133. And this just in, this Colts team, significantly better than those last two. And this Steelers defense, significantly worse than the last two, Jason. I can't think of a reason why the Steelers are going to win this game.
The only thing I have, Adam, is if the Colts crash down to earth in a way that we have not seen. To this point, Daniel Jones has looked unlike anything he's been so far in his NFL career. He's been incredible. 109.5 passer rating. The only way I think the Steelers maybe have this is if Daniel Jones of new suddenly turns into Daniel Jones of old.
Well, they've been so good at turning quarterbacks and making them look bad, haven't they?
I know, but if he has a regression, if there's some sort of hiccup, if he forces some throws or the Steelers are able to throw some new look at him that maybe he hasn't seen, I don't know. I mean, I'm admittedly grasping here, but
oh yeah,
I mean, this isn't going to be the type of game where the Steelers line up across from the Colts and then just physically beat them to a pulp.
No.
This is going to have to be a case of the Colts beating themselves. Maybe Jonathan Taylor puts it on the Acrisure Stadium dust a few times. I don't know. But
they should grow out the grass real long like the Notre Dame Fighting Irish did against USC back at the Bush Push game. Just grow it out. Slow them down as much as you can.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere you look, the offensive line's
like
great.
Like an inch and a half of grass there.
More.
Get the PNC Park grounds crew over there.
Yes. More.
Get that thing going.
Put sod on top of the sod.
Yeah.
Like, don't even remove this sod. Just put sod on top of the sod. Try to slow these guys down.
Put AstroTurf on top of the sod. That would be a fun game.
I'm down for that, too. Whatever you got to do to slow these guys down. Their line is good. Alec Pierce is averaging 21.5 yards a catch. Michael Pittman's very good. Jonathan Taylor arguably could be the league's MVP. Certainly the offensive player of the year. If I am looking for optimism, and of course we are, there are two things that might give me a little bit of hope, but again, I'm grasping.
One of it has to be the series.
The fact that the Steelers are 17-2 against the Colts at Acrisure Stadium?
Yep.
Yeah, but the Packers hadn't won at Acrisure since 1970.
All right, fine. Yeah. We're trying here.
Cam Hayward's largely done better against Quentin Nelson than any defensive lineman in the sport. Like, he has seemingly won the lion's share of those matchups. Now, that being said, the Colts put up 30 on the Steelers 2 years ago and 27 on them last year, which for them would be a down offensive performance. They're the only team in the NFL, the Colts are, that have scored 20 or more points in every single game. They are averaging more points per possession, Jason, than any team in the history of the sport, including like the 2007 Patriots, including everybody. That's what it means when you say the history of the sport.
Yeah.
The other thing that gives me some hope is that if I'm going to talk about how Steichen has owned Tomlin, I got to talk about how the Steelers have owned Anarumo. Back when he was in Cincinnati,
yeah,
the tight ends would eat. What do the Steelers do? Well, they throw the ball to the tight ends. I think you can move the ball on these guys. Their last defensive performance was not all that good from an advanced analytics standpoint. And the defense, I think, has had the success that it's had this season for Indy because they get up big in so many games. I don't think that unit independent of itself is all that good.
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup. And I'm not saying it's one that's slanted in the Steelers' favor, but I can see a bit of a pathway. I agree with you there. The Colts are allowing the fourth most passing yards in the NFL, 253
yes,
a game. But there's a caveat there that they actually get after the quarterback a little bit. They have 23 sacks. That's also tied for fourth. They have 174 pressures. I think they have 10 turnovers. That's one of the top numbers and one of its top three, something like that. I mean, they don't allow a lot of rushing yards, but they do allow a lot of passing yards. So what does that mean for the Steelers? To me, that's put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands, allow him to protect it. If you're not able to establish the run, I would like them to establish the run because I think offensively they need to keep the ball for longer and allow their defense to rest. But if you're able to throw it with success, and that might be the one area that they're able to exploit, and you're able to not throw it to the other team and protect your quarterback, I like Aaron Rodgers' chances. I like their ability to compete in the game that way. But again, Adam, I mean, we just need to see defensive changes, and I mean like a change in result. I'm not expecting, you know, personnel changes or anything seismic. They need to play better. Realize that's something people are tired of hearing, but I mean, the way they've played defense the past 2 weeks, you ain't beating anybody.
No, and I don't think that if the Steelers win on Monday, we'll be saying, wow, the Steelers played great defense. But I think if we're talking about a Steelers victory on Monday, we're saying, wow, they got a key stop or two. I think this is an arena football game that's going to break out on Sunday. And I'd like to see more DK Metcalf. Ben said it on his podcast. I happen to agree. Metcalf's on pace to have the best Steelers season at the wide receiver position in a long time. At over 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns he's on pace for, he still is getting fewer targets per game and having fewer catches per game than at any point in his career. I think they need to force-feed him the football a little bit more because he's been that dynamic when he does have the ball in his hands.
I don't understand why we've seen like tastes of this, Adam. We've seen tastes of them moving DK Metcalf around the formation, and then it goes away. We've seen tastes of them getting the ball to DK Metcalf early, allowing him to make plays, and then it goes away. We've seen tastes of them throwing 50-50 balls to DK Metcalf and allowing him to make a play, and then it goes away. That doesn't make any sense to me. If you're paying the guy $30 million a year, I want you to get $30 million a year of opportunity.
Yeah.
I need you to carry this offense. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so. I'm guessing DK Metcalf, if he was sitting right here, would say the same thing.
I don't want him to put up big-time numbers relative to Steelers wide receivers. I want him to put up big-time numbers relative to wide receivers making what he's making in
right,
the NFL.
Right.
And, hey, pound for pound, he's making the most of his opportunities, so give him more opportunities. And I get that he's the guy that the opposition fixates on, and Rodgers is going to throw the ball to the open man. What I'm suggesting is that guy's open a lot when he's not open, so give him the ball. How good of a game will DK Metcalf have? How about Jonathan Taylor? Rodgers? How about Pierce, Pittman, Darnell Washington? We'll cover it all with Odds and Ends coming up next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next. Ha ha ha! Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I got a terrible text from my wife. Actually, a series of terrible texts.
You're not getting the thing tonight?
She said, you know what tomorrow might have to be? I said, what? She said, cleaning the yard, mowing, winterizing. I said, okay, WVU plays at noon. I'd be happy to do it all day other than that. And she said, or how about once they start losing, so like at 12:05?
Yay!
Damn. Hurts.
That's impressive. That is savage right there.
I'm dressed up as Rich Rodriguez today, 2025 Backyard Brawl champion.
Fake Halloween costume.
Unfortunately, that was the last time I heard this song played after a victory, but I digress. It's time for Odds and Ends. Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Harry, take it away.
Was I supposed to prepare for this?
Yes.
I did. Here we go. All right, Aaron Rodgers, 222.5 passing yards.
I think if the Steelers are going to win this football game, then Aaron Rodgers is going to have to throw for at least like 250 and protect the football. I think the Steelers want to run the ball. I think the Colts' pass defense can be had. I'm going to cautiously be optimistic here and say over. He's averaging about 212 passing yards a game.
I have no such optimism.
Yay!
I'm going under. Not thinking it's not going to work out.
I think he'll go over 200 at the least, but it's not going to reach 222. Daniel Jones, 251.5 passing yards.
We can probably just fast forward through the opponent's quarterback every week, because I think if we're saying under, then we're just not using our eyes. Daniel Jones throws for about 260 a game as it is, and guess what he's taking on this weekend? The worst pass defense in the NFL. You can slow him down if you get pressure. He hasn't been sacked 10 times even this year. So he's going over, and probably by a wide margin.
My first inclination was to say no, because I think they're going to run the ball so effectively. But if I'm the Colts, I'm going to target the pass defense, and I think he goes over.
See, I think the Steelers are bad in pass defense and running defense. So, I mean, it's not like they're good at anything. I'm going to say under. I think that's a little too high. Tyler Warren, over under 56.5 receiving yards.
I think this is the easiest bet on the board. Tyler Warren has 492 receiving yards this year and 3 touchdowns. The Steelers couldn't shut down Hunter Henry, Harold Fannin, or Tucker Kraft. The Steelers have given up 555 yards and 6 touchdowns to tight ends. He goes over three bills in this game. Does the Penn State product, Tyler Warren.
He goes over three bills? What?
I think that was a weird way to say like three times that or something. I don't know.
No, I was trying to go triple digits, but I said the wrong thing. He might go for 300
yards receiving would be really something for a tight end. I think he goes over. Daniel Jones' yards have to go somewhere. Tyler Warren's his favorite target. Obvious one to me.
Over. Michael Pittman Jr., 55.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, we can probably fast forward through the part where we give these wide receiver predictions every week because I think he is also going to go over. He's averaging 55 yards per game. Why wouldn't he do better against the league's worst pass defense? He will. Is it going to be Brandon Echols? Is it going to be JPJ? My God, can it please not be Darius Slay? Yes, he goes over.
He only, in air quotes, averages 10.4 yards per catch. I'll go under for that reason, that there's some shorter receptions and that they spread the ball around, because I do think they're going to be able to do that. Under.
DK Metcalf over under 65.5 receiving yards.
From Ben's lips to Aaron's ears, Ben says get Metcalf the ball more often. I think the Steelers have to know to win this game, you got to put up 35 to 45 points. I think DK Metcalf is going to be the vessel through which the passing game runs. Thus, I'm going over. I think he might play his best game of the season on Sunday.
Yeah, I think he has another long touchdown run, maybe, or touchdown catch, maybe a you know, winning a 50-50 ball combat catch kind of thing. I can't talk. Why am I here?
I messed up, by the way.
I go over.
I wrote down the wrong one. It's actually 58.5.
Over.
Oh, okay, even
still,
easier.
Still over. All right, cool. Everybody says over. Great. Let's see. Calvin Austin, 34.5 receiving yards.
I think if it's going to be a big game for a receiver not named DK Metcalf, I think I'm actually leaning towards Roben Wilson after what Rodgers said this week and after how Roman played last week. Great combat catch in the end zone, even in garbage time. I'm going to go under on Calvin.
Yeah, I'm going to go under on Calvin too. I don't see it. I don't think the yards are going to be there. I think a lot are going to go to DK. I like what Roman did last week. Under for Calvin.
Under for me. Jonnu Smith, 24.5 receiving yards.
That's it?
Wow. I don't really understand, nor have I understood at any point, what they're trying to do with Jonnu Smith, but that is about what he's averaging on the season. Against Lou Anarumo defenses in the past, the Steelers' tight ends have been able to eat. I think that'll happen in this game, but not with Jonnu. So I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over. I do think that the Lou Anarumo factor is going to be one. I think they're going to find opportunities to get him the ball. It's just not going to be enough. Over.
Pat Freiermuth, over under 18.5 receiving yards.
Pat Freiermuth, who generously donated his cleats to be bid upon at the Pony Pierce's cancer event. He always kills the Bengals. This is Lou Anarumo. Like I mentioned, he's going to have another big game. I called it before they played Cincinnati. I'm calling it again now. A big one for one Patty Fry.
18 yards just isn't that much.
Right.
You could have 26. The over's still going to hit. I'm going to take the over based on the line.
I don't think he's going to get there. I'm going to say under. Although I appreciate his generous donation. Jaylen Warren, over under 3.5 receptions.
I think you're going to go over because this Colts team does have a good pass rush, and they like to throw the ball sideways, and Aaron loves Jaylen Warren. I think Jaylen Warren's probably been their second-best offensive player. I'm going over.
Yeah, I'll go over, too. They're going to find him. They're going to have to find him.
Over. DK Metcalf, 4.5 receptions.
Over.
Over.
Over. Michael Pittman Jr., 5.5 receptions.
Over.
Under.
Under. Jaylen Warren, 56.5 rushing yards.
That seems low to me, but I do think the Steelers are probably going to air it out. Slightly over.
Under. They're not able to get the running game going.
I say over. Jonathan Taylor, 93.5 rushing yards.
Yikes.
93.5.
That is appalling that's where Vegas sets this line.
Something. I mean, he's averaging over 100 a game.
Yes,
I understand why.
I'm going over. What has the Steelers' defense shown us against the run that would make us think they can stop the best running back in football?
Same deal. Going over. He gets 100.
Over. Kenneth Gainwell, 19.5 rushing yards.
Under.
Under.
Under. Who's going to score the first touchdown?
Tyler Warren.
Taylor.
I say Michael Pittman.
Oh, man.
Will Watt get a sack?
Absolutely not.
Yes, but it doesn't matter in the grand scheme.
That's not the question. I say no. Kyle Duggar, interception.
No. I bet you he plays fewer than 10 snaps.
It doesn't matter. It's not the question.
So, no.
Everybody says no? Okay, no. Crazy stat line of the game.
I think the turf is so bad that Calvin Austin falls in and gets sucked into the middle of the earth. Does that count?
If you what, but it's how likely.
Does this count? Does this count? I think the Steelers will go for it on more than one fourth down.
That is a crazy stat line. They've only done it four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts. Jason?
Chris Boswell kicks a 62-yard field goal, and it's good.
Ooh.
Standing on Calvin Austin's head as he's been sucked into the turf.
I think the Steelers' defense is going to do so bad in this game that Jonathan Taylor is going to have one run where he spins out of a tackle, trips, does one of those stumble bumps, stays on his feet, and the Steelers' defense doesn't chase him. He's just going to score.
Like that poor kid for NC State last weekend who blew out his leg while he's running down the field scoring that touchdown.
And that is...
Odds
and
ends.
I'm the super producer.
All right.
What about the standings from last week? Or results? Did you guys already do that?
No, Crowley forgot. Jason, you actually won.
Damn it.
So, oh, thank you for telling me. I appreciate that.
But it doesn't matter because your point goes to Doran, so Doran can thank you for contributing to his standings. Crowley's still in the lead with four wins, but Doran and I now each have two wins.
We give our score predictions and our Sunday game balls on a Friday to wrap up the show. While Donnie Football comes in here just blasting the fit of Austin Bechtold, and for good reason. Austin wears a hoodie under a t-shirt, but keeps the hood tucked under the t-shirt. He looks, in the words of Donnie Football, like Quasimodo, the hunchback of Notre Dame. I think he looks like Dan Kreider with the neck roll. Not a good look. But we love him anyway. You guys ready to make some predictions?
Let's do it.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Score prediction, and then Mr. Mackey, if you would, player of the game.
I'm going to go with 31-13. I know how much you like the score 13. Adam, player of the game becomes Jonathan Taylor. They can't stop him.
I have the Steelers losing 51-34.
51?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the Steelers have given up 50 in a game since they played the Patriots and lost.
It'll be a fun week next week.
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun for either Mike Tomlin or Terrell Austin's defense. We haven't gotten to the bottom of that.
Harry, definitely for my music career, it would be great.
Harry, you got a score prediction?
You didn't give your player of the game.
Oh, Tyler Warren.
Okay, and then I say that the Steelers will lose 32-10, and Jonathan Taylor is going to rush for a couple years' worth of yards.
You guys don't have the Steelers scoring very many points in this game.
Nope.
Why would we?
Well, they have scored points in all their games. They're a good offense. They're just a terrible defense.
I'll tell you this, to advance the prediction, the offense is going to be on the field enough to be able to do anything.
I like that analysis. Super producer.
I'm super.
Thank you, Jason, for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Big
pleasure.
Big old pimp.
Not a pimp. Stop it.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 51, low of 40, partly cloudy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.